Now we pointed out, I think I already mentioned this, that it fits our Nimrus, that you might think, when you're Moleach, a lot of pieces of meat together in one big bucket, that the Dam of one will go to the other. And actually, it's interesting. A happening like that, a Kufyut Gimel and Aleph, Rav Sheshet, Moloch, and Rav Gavar, you have to solve each of these separately. So if you solve two pieces, then the Dam of piece A will go into piece B. But the Gemara says he's wrong. After all, even within one piece, why are we worried the Dam of the left side will go into the right side, and the Dam of the top will go into the bottom? Obviously, we're not worried. We don't worry that Dam will go in during Malika, and no matter how many pieces you solve together, it's perfectly fine. We'll see in a moment, there's an exception for fish. But generally, the rule is, you can solve that in Maskana Gemara, that Rav Sheshet Malach Garma, wherever this is, Malach Garma Garma, train my kama lo mishim, the parsh mahay bolo mahay chanani, parsh mahay gisa bolo mahay gisa, elo lo shna. Right? No difference. One piece is side A won't go into side B, and two pieces, piece A won't go into piece B. The big problem that Rishonim have, that the Gemara never really explains why we're not worried that the dam of piece A will go into piece B. If you solve, then why doesn't the dam of the top piece go into the bottom piece and not serve? The Gemara never explains why. So the Rishonim all have to come up with different theories, which the Gemara never explained. The Rishonim try to come up with different theories as to why that is. And there are a few different theories. The Prima Gadol here in the beginning, the Mishnah of Zod has a little hakdom of the simon. He counts the four theories mentioned in Tosfos. There's really, we'll see, should we add, also added, there's a Yeshon and then the Rashba. The different theories, there are three basic types of theories. One is Rabbi Tam says Dan Mishrak Shark. Now again, this is the first Gemara that Dan Mishrak Shark. That Gemara is talking about sleep. That Dan is slippery. Rabbi Tam says for Malicha also, that's his fish, otherwise it would be Gemara. Even for Malicha, Dan is slippery. It doesn't get absorbed into things. So even if the Dan of piece A goes on to piece B, it can't get absorbed in because it just slips right off. Unlike all other Yisurim, if I poured milk onto salty meat, it would get absorbed in. It wouldn't slip right off. But that is very slippery, it's not absorbable, and it slips right off. That's a really tough shot. We'll see something on Venus this, but first let's just go through the result. The last shot in Tosos seems to be based on Rashi.
Rashi.
One day in Tosfos, that Rashi doesn't really explain it so well. But says Ivy, the turret, the Miflat, locally. Since it's busy, right? One-way street, right? These are all street signs. Where Rabbi Tam says caution, wet floor, slippery. The last day in Tosfos, which is based on Rashi, says one-way street. Dam can either go in or go out. If the dam is coming out, there's no room for the dam to go in. Like, it's a steamer. How can it be absorbing dam if it's emitting dam? So, I mean, not an obvious word, but one day the Tosfos seems to hold, and it's based on Rashi, but Rashi doesn't explain it as much as this day in Tosfos, because we just have to add one thing. While it's busy emitting dam, it will not absorb. Dafka dam. All of these are dafka dam. That's a good point. The Prima Gadol points that out. The Shulchan Aruch points that out later. Dafka dam. Now we have to add one thing.
Though. Sorry, I mean, if you pull it down,
okay.
Sorry.
Good. So this is what Rashi doesn't really clear up. Because the problem was this. When I salt many pieces of meat, what do? A normal housewife, right? Who salts many pieces of meat. She salts one piece and puts it on the bucket, right? A whole bucket. She salts another piece and puts it on the third piece. So the third piece, you know, the tenth piece might go on 10 minutes later. So now what's the problem? Problem is the first piece will be finished emitting all its dam, and the piece on tenth piece on top will still be giving out dam. So this is not really a very good solution. After all, it's going to stop being pulled. So what Tosos does to fix up this issue, he adds something. I be the tarit lemiflat afibu tzir lo vali. Not only if it's emitting dam will it not absorb dam. Even if it's just emitting brine, gravy, that will not absorb dam. Because what happens, right, if you remember, again, the dam is sort of a halachic category. We say after, let's say, 18 minutes, or whatever you hold in milk, or shalom, it cleanses out all its dam the way we hold like Roman shalom. What does that mean? Stuff still comes out. But that means the halacha, whatever comes out in the first 18 minutes, what we call da'am, whatever comes out later, is just green. But it's still emitting stuff for many, many hours. If you solve things, it'll keep emitting stuff until it becomes hard as what? That's maliach l'orcha. Right? It'll keep emitting juice for a long time. So a Tos says that not just while it's emitting da'am, it's a one-way street. While anything's going out, it's a one-way street. So as long as this process continues and for many, many hours, it emits its gravy, it will not be able to absorb down. And that's why even if you put a lot of them in the bucket, you don't put them all at the same exact second, it doesn't matter, because even the bottom will go for many hours emitting and will not be able to absorb the down at the top.
In this case, we have a, you mentioned a case where you have like one after another one in the same plate of meat, but it's also true for like a stack of meat. You just have like a stack of pieces of meat. If we're talking about the Aliyah HaTafon, it means like the bottom is in contact with the salt, but the top one really isn't.
No, when we say you salt a lot of pieces together, you mean you put salt on each one individually and then just pile them together.
Okay,
but you can't just take a pile and put salt on a pile.
No.
You have to take each one and cover all surfaces with salt, and then the next one all surfaces, and the next one all surfaces. You got to do that. Because when we say salting a lot of meat together, there has to be some individual stage. You can't just do it all at once. Right? Unless, I don't know, maybe it's some special machine that was able to do it. I don't know. But normally, you can't do it all at once because you got to get all the inside surfaces, in between surfaces. Now, there's another difference. It's not a Tosis. It's really 4 days of Tosis. But there's the Yesh Omrim in the Rashba, which says, Kibolo Kachkolo. We'll see that two opinions in Tosos are really versions of the Yesh Omrim Rashba. Similar. The Yesh Omrim Rashba is very Pashat. Kibolo Kachkolo.
Now again,
the Gemara doesn't say this at all cases. The Gemara does have this phrase. I think the Gemara uses the phrase Kibolo Kachkolo. It's also not about sleep, if I recall correctly. Kibolo Kachkolo. How is it absorbing this down? And this is the fish. Rabbi Tam says the bottom piece will never absorb down with the first piece. Too slippery. The last thing Tosu says, the bottom piece will never absorb any down. It's too busy, it's a one-way street. The bottom piece absorbs lots of down, no problem. Just like it came in through Malicha, it'll come out through Malicha. The same way you can kasher a clean, you can kasher meat. Whatever comes in through Malicha goes out through Malicha, no problem whatsoever. So it does absorb, it just goes back out. Now, Tosos does not believe you can go so far. Tosos has two different days. He says you can't go so far as to say Kibolo Kacholo. Rather, what happens to Tosos, he says a slightly different version. You'll see it's similar, but it's a slightly different version. He says, really, you can't say Kibolo Kacholo. If I took, let's say I took a piece of meat out of my fridge, right, there's this Yesh Omrim Rashi, this big kula. We'll see if we pass it like it. If I took meat out of my fridge, and all I just salted in a pool of blood, I bought some blood, I don't know where I got it from, and I salted in a pool of blood and got it all full of blood. So the Yesh Omrim Rashi would say, okay, I can salt it again and get it out. Well, says, no, that's too crazy. You can't just get out done, that got absorbed through Malicha. But only in one case can you. I did pull it. Dam bidei palet dam abalo me'alma. Palet dam de me'alma. Right? When the salt is getting out its own dam, the salt can get out other dam that came in. You can't stop and say kibola kapolta, whatever comes in through salt goes out through salt. No. But while you're salting out its own, I mean, if I took meat from my fridge, which has no dam, and I got it all full of dam, I can't kasher it anymore. But if I have fresh meat that still has its own dam and outside dam, since it will be pulling its own dam, it will also be pulling the outside dam. That's the version that Tosu accepts. Pulling its own dam, it's also pulling outside dam.
And again, that's really considered.
Now Tosu has a problem. If the only way it can be Kibolo Kachpolto is if it can be pulling up the, if the bottom piece can only be pulling the dam from the top piece while it's pulling its own dam, but doesn't it finish pulling its own dam 10 minutes early? So here's where Tosos has two different formulations. So in this, Tosos goes two different ways. Either Yesh Omrim ID did pull it. Either, as you correctly intuited,
Maybe you could say, not only while it's pulling its own dom, it can be pulling the dom that it got from the outside, the external dom. When it's pulling anything internal, it can be pulling external dom. So for however many hours, the great red gravy is still coming out, even though we don't call that dom halachically, we just call it gravy. As long as it's pulling gravy, as long as it's doing its internal plata, it can also be pulling external things. So therefore, it's no problem, because the thing on the bottom will go many hours being pulling tzir, and as it goes through those hours being pulling tzir, it will be pulling any dom it gets from on top. Or the Rimi or Means has a different version. He says that he said that even though normally it only takes 18 minutes to be pulling all your dom, if you're getting in new dom from external, that slows down the plate of your internal dom. So the Rebbe Erlin said, as long as other dom is dripping onto this bottom piece, it takes longer, it goes slower than being pulling its own dom. So the Rebbe Erlin says, if at 9 o'clock I put the bottom piece, 9:05 another piece, 9:10 another piece, 9:15 another piece, 9:20 another piece, then none of those will be finished being pulling their dom until 9:38 if we use 18 minutes. Because even the bottom piece is getting new dom inside, it takes longer to get rid of its own dom. And therefore, it extends the process of plateless dom until the top one finishes. So the bottom one is pulling dom until the top one finishes. So they're all finished being pulling their dom simultaneously, so they can all be pulling with their dom the other chatipas doms.
It sounds like from the Prima Gadol that he's saying that even after it stopped being pulled its own dom, it still has a koach, it is still psucha to be pulled out whatever comes in, but not that it's still being pulled its own dom. But it says, after Asher Shakola played us at Achtona, Shain brought down Shal Asma came to Lotus Dom with Rega,
Efra, Nikko. Ah, okay. You're right, he said the Lotus Dom. What? Is this the Lashon of the... No, okay, you're right. He says it a little different. He says that basically, as long as it's open to be pulled, it can keep being pulled even the dom that comes from above. Meaning, you know, not that it slows down, but that while it's pulling its own dom, it can continue being pulled. Mamshech lifrot. Yeah. Kozman. Here. Mamshech lifrot. Kozman. Shaptuchin nikvei kaplate. A little more accurately, as long as the whole plate is open, as long as the shop's open, it stays open. Meaning, if for 18 minutes it stays open, you pull it, it's open down. And if you get other dots meanwhile, it stays open, you pull it, that other dot. I need to target the flow of down today, it can continue to be pulling down the alma even when the dot today is finished. As long as there's an overlap. So if I put a piece down at 9 o'clock, and I put another piece on top of it at 9:17, that's fine, because since at 9:17 it was still being pulled its own dom, once the store is open, the store doesn't close. It can be pulled the dom from on top. But if I put one piece down at 9 o'clock, and put another piece on top of it at 9:19, then it's free. Because once the door is closed, the door is closed.
All of these things are only to be down, then as it just come out of the Melissa, not down the end from Hadar Rishon to be down.
Ah, correct. It is, didn't we say that without the Hadar Rishona, it's Mavliya, according to one shot, which we are choshish for, it's Mavliya the Dom inside. So the Yeshiva doesn't say, you're right, this whole thing is only for Dom that, not for Dom Ben. Exactly. That's the thing Yosef Kelo said. So there are all these different sheets. Now, as you can see, there's a lot of nafkaminas. As you can imagine, there's tons of nafkaminas. The board wouldn't even be enough between these. Between these shitas. The simplest nafkamina is what Tosos originally deals with. Which is, we'll have to make some assumptions here. Which is, how soon do you have to put the top piece on so that it won't ask for the bottom piece? Right? So, Right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, Dam Mishmer Ksharich. How soon do you have to put the top piece on top of the bottom piece to avoid a problem? Anytime. Right? Dam Mishmer Ksharich. Right? It doesn't really matter. I can put one piece open today, come back in a year, and put another piece on top of it, and the dam will slip off. According to, based on Rashi, because Rashi just doesn't have this little thing. Right? Tosfos has come with that. That if I need to put the mitzvah on a few cereal of Bali, how long do I have in between the first? So let's say
12 hours minus 18 minutes.
Not necessarily 12 hours minus 18 minutes. Right. Oh, but this gets a little tricky because some people make a combo of this with the bottom of the board. But let's just say 12 hours for the sake of simplicity. Okay. You have 12 hours. Now, why 12 hours? Nobody knows. Doesn't say any place in Shas how long it takes for the tear to go out of something. We'll see. Some Rishonim have a Masora that it was 12 hours. So therefore, as long as you put the top piece on within 12 hours of the bottom piece, no problem. Because the bottom piece is still being pulled in tear, so it's too busy. It's a one-way street. It can't be pulled out. How about if you hold like the Yishon and the Rashba, Kabolo Kachpolto, then how long do I have? Anytime, right? Kabolo Kachpolto. No matter when I put the top piece on, when it comes into the bottom piece, it'll go out of the bottom piece.
As long as the bottom piece is being salted.
As long as the bottom piece is still salted. Correct. I mean, I might have to add some salt to the bottom piece, which we'll get to. How about if, I apologize for not really being some relevant. How about, how about according to the ID, the Poladama day, Poladama Volumialma, if you hold an ID, the Poladama Siri day, Poladama Volumialma, how long do you have? 12 hours. Right? Because within 12 hours, since it's been pulling its own seer, within 12 hours, since it's being pulling its own seer, it'll be pulling the dam that it gets in. What? Rashi says they'll never absorb. It's so similar because they're both 12 hours, but they're two different lotuses. The shot based on Rashi, again, you shouldn't call it Rashi because Rashi didn't say that tzir happened explicitly. It says that as long as it's being pulled tzir, it'll never be boleya the dam from the top piece. This Yeshua is saying as long as it's being pulled tzir, it'll be boleya and pulled the dam from the top piece. How about according to the reveal means, how long do you have to put the top piece on? It has to be within 18 minutes. Within 18 minutes, with restarting the clock. Meaning, if I put one piece down at 9 o'clock, put another piece on top at 9:17, put another piece on top of that at 9:34, put another piece on top of that at 9:51, put another piece on top of that at 10:06, but at 10:08, then that's fine because they never stop being pulled down because the door is still open. As long as the door doesn't close for 1 minute. So that's one sort of obvious nafkamina that we point out. The Prima Gadol points out, and before, this whole sin will be nafkaminas. But the Prima Gadol points out another nafkamina, which is, what?
You need to wait another shortly.
Exactly. Can you remove, let's say, the bottom piece, before the top piece is finished? So can you remove the bottom piece before the top piece is finished? According to Rabbeinu Tam, can I take out the bottom piece while the top piece is in the middle? Someone besides Ben Resnick? Josh? According to Rabbeinu Tam, can I?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. I never got anything. According to the day of Isaac Zerlo Bali, can I remove the bottom piece in the middle?
Yeah.
Yes, because it never got anything. Since it was busy submitting, never absorbed. It's a one-way street. That these pshatim say it never got anything. According to these pshatim, that it really gets from the top piece and then has to re-emit it. Can I take out the bottom piece in the middle? What do you think? According to the bottom pshatim?
No.
No, because what happens as this bottom piece is on the bottom? It's getting blood from the top piece, and it stays there for a few seconds, then it brings it out again. But if I snatch it away in the middle, it'll have some blood from the top piece that it didn't have a chance to. And it's not pulling it simultaneously. It takes a few seconds. So if I take it out in the middle, then it'll still have some down in the top piece that it absorbed and hasn't been pulling yet.
Okay, you can't remove the salt.
I mean, remove the salt. That's true. Can't you remove and wash is what I mean. Correct. I mean, remove the salt. Right, because if you just remove it, it'll finish doing its job.
Right, so can you remove, I'll put it gnome's way, it's a good way. Can you, do you mind if I make up words?
Diesel.
So you see from here, this second half mean is very important. Because not that you're likely to do this, but it just illustrates the stark difference between the top of the board and the bottom of the board. The top of the board are ways to explain that the bottom piece never absorbs any dime and has nothing to apologize for. The bottom ways are saying, and if not, the bottom piece did become trade flip down from the top piece. But nonetheless, we can rescue it because it'll emit that down once again. No, bittul isser means if the isser is there and is bottle baruch. If you can get the isser out, that's not bittul isser chachila. If I take 20 trade apples and I mark an X on them, and I put them together with your kosher apples, then go through and find the ones with the X and take them out again, is that bittul isser chachila? No, it's only if it's there and bottle. If I remove it again, then it's not there. So likewise here, I'm allowed to come down to chachila as long as I get it all out, and I can get it all out. I don't know what the Rambam and the Rav would say. They probably couldn't go this way. But, or I don't know what they would say. So that's not a problem with the Lusla Hashiva. So let's see some more Nafkabinas and we'll try to figure out how we pass it. So what's going to be tricky, of course, is that we're not going to just pick one and pass it like it. We'll pass it like, some combination of, the question is, for each of these, are we somech on this one or not? Maybe we're somech on multiple answers, maybe more than one is for sure. And even those that we're not somech on, are we machmer that maybe they're the answer and not the other ones? So, what? Right. So, exactly. So let's see what happens. No, but here it's not a problem that doesn't work out, because they can both be true. I guess they're also. So the Mechaber says, let's start with the Mechaber. Molten hired the Chatiho Zoh Yav Zoh. You can molech a lot of Chatiho on top of each other. Afal Pishat also in a good place, also from Lel Yom, even though the bottom one, by definition, right? As you put them in, you put the bottom one first, then you put another one on top of it, and then you put another one on top of it, and it takes a minute before you put each one on. Because what you do is, you take a piece, you salt it, you put it down, and then it takes you a minute and a half to salt the next piece and put it down. So even though the bottom one will finish being pulled, it's down before the top one, it will not go back and absorb the down of the top one. Because it takes a long time, even though it only takes 18 minutes, or however long we say, to be pulling its down, it takes a long time, which Ben is good to say is around 12 hours, to be pulling all of its juice. Because Mansur, let us see, as long as it's busy emitting its juice, it's a one-way street and it cannot absorb anything. So, who's the Mechaber Paschim like? Right? This is like, it's actually the last day of Tosfos.
Right.
Last day of Tosfos. The Mechaber seems to be holding it, he says it with that moment. He says, what's the reason it's mutter? Because the body will never absorb because it's busy emitting its tzir. Then he comes continue. Here's an afkamina. Before we get this, let me ask you an afkamina. What if there's a guba? What do we mean by a guba? I saw two pieces together. One of them looks like this, and the other one looks like this. Should that be an afkamina? Is that also a mutter for the guba? See, the bottom piece has a hole in it.
Turned over.
Oh, no, but based on the one list, who would ask for this? Who would ask for the Guma case? Rabbeinu Tam. Right, Rabbeinu Tam would say it's also why. Because Rabbeinu Tam says the whole reason it's mutter is because it slips off. But what's the one case where it can't slip off? If it's caught in a Guma, no matter how slippery something is, if it's in a Guma, then it has no place to slip. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam would say it's usher. What?
How do you define a guma?
Yeah,
aren't we last day with that guma by salting? Where we said that Venus cracks and.
So how do you define? Okay, so we have to figure out how to define a guma. So it has to be a significant guma. Don't ask me exactly how to define that.
Okay. But the truth is,
this is why Tosha said I'm probably a Tom. Tosha said we're being Tom.
That's ridiculous. According to your shot, what happened to the Guma? It would be us, sir. But my son, oh, you know, there are Gumas and we don't worry about it. Okay, we're in Tom. We'll say you shouldn't worry about it. Who knew? So what does the Machaber say? Va'afilu miskabe tar beitzir v'on beguma, even if a lot of tzir, and tzir means here, not as opposed to dam, means a lot of the dam juice from the top one gathers in the guma of the bottom one, shebeina hatichos, the guma between the pieces, or here is guma between the pieces, no problem, it's still water. Why? Because the Machaber paskins against the Rebbe Tam. He says the Rebbe Tam's wrong, it has nothing to do with Mishra Tsharik. The reason is because I didn't part with the low bully. Nothing to do with Mishra Tsharik. And nothing to do with Mishra Tsharik. And therefore, even if there's a hole, it's no problem. Okay, so it's clear how he paskins. When does this apply if you salt meat with meat? Even a hard ox meat with soft goat or sheep meat. Even though the ox meat has it's a longer process than the sheep and because it's harder than the sheep and goat meat, no problem. Even meat with fowl. Even though you can imagine, the fowl will emit its sear much quicker than the meat, because it's much softer, but no problem. Still, they overlap. Even if the fowl finishes emitting its sear a little earlier than the meat, nonetheless, they both emit sear for many hours. So whichever you put first will emit sear for many hours, and will be too busy to catch the dam of whatever you put second. Why should he actually look more complete to see when she can bust her shoulder with this dam? Because even on an oaf, still, it will never finish sending out all its tzir while the shore is still sending out dam. Meaning, emitting tzir takes so long that even if an oaf, the quickest oaf, it'll get rid of all its tzir in half an hour. And the slowest shore will take 24 minutes to get rid of all its dam. Doesn't matter. Nonetheless, by the time the buzzer shore sends out all its dam, the buzzer oaf will still be busy the whole time. There's no way the buzzer oaf can finish all its work while there's still dam dripping. For sure, the buzzer oaf will still be working hard as long as the dam is coming out, and so there's no problem. That's the shita of the Machaber. The Ramah just adds, if you come on, go knowing in Lahachmer, Lechatila, she go Fatih, she should be his kibble, don't go complain, Lahachmer, so she use a dam. But when you have it, any Lachos. Ramah says, but Lechatila, Lahachmer, if there's a Fatih with a base kibble, with a hole, such as a Dophin Shlema, a whole, like a side of ribs, right? Side of ribs, like a U shape, so it's a big hole in there. So if there is a Fatih with a Guma, then Lechatila, you should turn it upside down and avoid the whole problem. But b'diavad, it's okay. So the Ramah is me'ikar din, agreeing or disagreeing with Machaber me'ikar din. Me'ikar din is agreeing. He's just saying the Machaber ignored the Rebbe Tam entirely. What does the Ramah do with the Rebbe Tam? The Ramah says lechatchila machmirim l'Rebbe Tam. Says lechatchila or machmir like Rebbe Tam. He doesn't say he really holds the Rebbe Tam. No. Then b'diavad Rebbe Tam, but lechatchila we should be choshesh for Rebbe Tam. So the Machaber holds like the day of I did turn the method lobali and doesn't care about Rebbe Tam. The Ramah seems to agree with the Machaber, but lechatchila holds like Rebbe Tam, but not me'ikar din. Lemaisa, what does the Ramah hold? Though, so this is a little tricky. The pashas of the Ramah, you would have said, is that he's agreeing with the Machaber, right? So I think, it's always hard to say what pashas, right? Pashas of the Ramah is that he agrees with the Machaber. However, the Taz thinks a little differently. The Taz says, in Sifkat Aleph, Kenu Lachatir is Betosu. That's one answer. So maybe it's Yosef Khan. El Shish Ultim Risham. There's another day in Tosu. It's really the Shakar Bolea. El Shish will have Shakar Bolea. The other day, Tosu says, yeah, no, it will actually be Bolea. It'll just be, go back and be pulling it, so it's okay. Kishiyah Flanak Sir Shabbos. As long as it's being pulling Sir, it'll still be pulling Dam. The thing, Mashman, because Ramah Sifkat, Shiyasu Lachatir with Huli. We'll see there's Ramah Sifkat that sounds like that according to the Taz. According to the Shach, it doesn't sound like that. But the Taz, according to the Taz, the Ramah didn't bother to argue here because the Nafkaminas are not tremendous. But according to the Taz, the Ramah doesn't agree with this idea that it'll never be rolled in. Rather,
The Ramah holds, like the Yesh Omer, like the other Yesh Omer, they're both unnamed, unfortunately, that as long as it's being pulled here, it'll be Bolea, but it'll be pulled again. So in terms of Sach, so far what we know is the Mechaber is very clear. He holds Eidentar, he holds one-way street, he does not care about slippery floor. The Ramah, Lechatila is not here for being a Tam, Yishar Sharek, but Me'ikar Din, he seems to, we would think, he agrees with Mechaber, that Me'ikar Din, Eidentar, Lechal, Bo, Bali, but the Tam says, no, Me'ikar Din, he just holds, it will be Balea, but as long as it's Polit, Sir Didei, it will be Polit, Dan Diyama. No one seems to hold, yes, like the Rebbe Orleans, or like the Z.H. Omer in the Rashba. Even in the end, no one will hold like Rebbe Orleans.
The
Ramah
is 12 hours or
24? We'll see. 12 in a stomach, in the case. Okay. Just before we get to the next part, okay. So then the Ramah continues. Any questions? Okay. The Ramah continues. A chatikha shemalach is on the bottom line of the new ones. Shtepa on Mimu Teres. If you salt a chatikha twice, that's mutter. Now what's the chidush? If you salt it twice and wash it in between or don't wash it in between? Which is a chidush to tell us it's mutter? Right, if you salt it once and wash it afterwards, then that's hefker gomer, that's the right way. Of course you can salt it a second time. You can do whatever you want. If you wash it, salt it and wash it, you can do whatever you want. It's mutter, legamer. The chidush is, even if you salt it twice and don't wash off the first salt, you might have a habu with the second salt will be mavliya the dam from the first salt. So he tells you, no, it's mutter. Below chashinan, shemelech hasheni, mavliya, hadam hanishan l'chrishonah. That, again, there's only b'diyev that has a feeling you should do this, but b'diyev, if you salt it twice, we don't worry the second salt will be mavliya in the dam that's in the first salt. Why are we not worried about it? So either because just, dam is not mavliya. Melech is not mavliya, like dam that already came out from melicha. Melech is definitely mavliya dam the egg. Remember, if you salt without the dam on the shoulder, then it's mavliya the dam on the surface, dam inside. But over here, it's only eating the dam. Not mention the fact that it's still continuing its old melicha, right? And if you never washed off the salt, then it's still id the tarred liquid. So in this case, id tarred liquid, since it's still continuing its first melicha, even if you salt it a second time, it will not be bolei anything. It will just continue emitting. So no problem. Abal. Now here's a Gemara in Daf Kuf Beis Beis. Basar and Dakin. This is all referring to Basar with Basar, Basar Shor with Basar Deep Tlev, Basar with Oli. But Basar with Dakin is a different story. This is not really an Achmanina. This is just the Gemara. How do you explain the Gemara of Dakin? The Gemara actually tells me Ophos and Dugan. If you salt Ophos and Dugan, Dugan are soft and Ophos are hard. So the Dugan will finish their plinta, then the Ophos will start, and the Ophos will answer the Dugan. So what's Pshat? How come there's no heter with Ophos and Dugan? So what's Rabbi and Tom going to have to say? Why is there no heter with Ophos and Dugan? What? Exactly. Dugan are soft. And Rabbi and Tom says it doesn't slip off Dugan, meaning Dugan is slippery. But it's not going to slip off a sponge. Right? It's going to slip off something that has some hardness to it. Dugan are so soft, the Gemara says it's roughy kermite, their skin is very soft, then it won't slip off. How about all the other days? All the other days are interestingly, the Rashba is a little, the Yesham and the Rashba is a little tricky. Let's see, if it's Ivy and Tartle Mifflet, Seer, Lo Bali Dan, how do you explain Duggan? Now, there might be more than a simple way, right? According to the Mechaber, how would he explain why, if the Duggan are under the oath, there's no Heter? This is the Pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara says, because they're so quick, they're Maflet all their Seer, and they're still not from the oath. Exactly. They are Maflet all the Seer super quick. Right? In 2 minutes, they've been maflet not only their dam, but their tzir also. In 2 minutes, they've been maflet everything. And if they've been maflet everything in 2 minutes, then now they can be boleh. And you'd say the same thing over here for Tosafot. Same answer. Maflit. Here, well, here we say maflit. All the tzir super quick. Here we say maflit. It's maflit all the tzir so quick that it's still getting down to the oath. Or it's maflit dam before the oath, which is even starts. Right, very simple. Rimi or Leeds would just say, it's finished being maflit dam before the oath even starts being maflit dam. So it's finished being maflit dam, it closed the door, and now it can't be maflit the dam of the oath. So fish always have an explanation. Well, we'll have to see exactly what the Yisham and the Rashi would say about fish. They're going to have a little bit of a trickier time. What are they going to say about fish, Taka? How do they show in the Rashi? They thought there's always Kabbalah Kapoto. Then why can't you get the dam back out of the fish? Kabbalah Kapoto. So I think, I mean, well, they don't address that explicitly. Oh, actually, it's addressed a little in Sif. Which Sif was this? Yeah. One second. We'll see how they address that. Now, so what does Machaber say? Let's go to the Machaber. Aval baser and dug, mafil baser ofos and dug, also in law, isha dug and kolpu, kol tziran, kolpu, shia, flor ofos, damo, up. They're mafil all the tzir, not only dam, all the tzir, before the oath is pulling it down, so it's already not Torah to do anything. It's finished its whole job. And then it can absorb the down of the oath. We have Avram Ochel Yachad, our oath was from Targ, the oath was our mutter. Avram Adog and Sir Flita and Kedei Klippa. The Dogim are a servant Kedei Klippa. Why are the Dogim only a servant Kedei Klippa and not more? Because Malik only asks us Kedei Klippa. The Imbonet, Lukas Kasein, Shemim Lukum Mutar. And if they were still in their scales, their mutter, what's the simple explanation? Why is our mutter if they still have the scales? Because the scales, the klipa, no problem. Like we learned by the feathers of the chickens in Samaches. The yesh, so the Ramah adds, the yesh also call it dogin, I mean, shisha, negative ophos. The anim is sharp, but lethal, shisha, bahasha, hachin, and what Ashkenazim say? Oh, you sparded, you think Malika is only today klipa. But we Ashkenazim, what do we know? What do we not know? Right, we're not Kiev to know when it's Malika, when it's Shishim. Therefore, we Ashkenazim say all Malika is until Shishim. So therefore, the whole fish will be Usser, as long as, unless they're 60 times the size of the Usher. What? Even though blood does not seem to be Shamay.
We have a case in Shamay for Ashkenazim. We Shamay be better.
So the this is a little tricky actually, because the Gilgamesh Marshal here explains that in Sefer Aleph, the bowl and tzir v'shuma, since the dam is mixed with fat as it's being emitted, so therefore maybe it can go up till shishim. Now this is not so possible, you know. But we'll leave that for now, because we say come walk up she'ein mechuli. But we're Ashkenazim Rishar Bashishim here. The doctor was Bukas Kasim, the Rav Kumai. Now, according to the Ramah, do you think there should be a heter in the scales? What do you think? The Ramah just said after the whole thing up to Shishim, should it make a difference if there are scales or not? If you think it should make a difference, because the whole thing's also. But really, even around Muslim, because there's another reason Kaskasim are a heter. Besides the fact that they are a klipa, what else do they do? So he says, the daf of the Lesbu Kaskasim, it's only if they have no Kaskasim, they're rough and karmai, you pull to me yad, using the Lashon Gemara, then their skin is soft and they're pulling right away. Only if the Kaskasim are tarred. If they have scales, they're mutter for a different reason, even for Ashkenazim. They ain't a pull to me yad, because if they have scales, then they have a tough skin. If they have a thick skin, then they're not pulling so quickly. They're only pulling quickly when you take off the scale. If it needs to get through the scale, they're pulling slowly. The low falling in the ophos, if it's pulling slowly, then it'll be torn in the float and it won't be belayed from the ophos. The idea is really the float, low falling, meet the happy, I stay in the ocean, and then it'll be yachting. Since it's torn in the float, it won't be belayed. Just like Shtei Chatzichos Shenimlechu Biyachad. So the Ramah has one head. The fish has scales, and they turn, basically, fish with scales turn into oaf. Then they have a thick skin. And therefore, they won't be polite very quickly. Sif Beis. Correct. From the Machab, you have to not eat the kaskasim, although we don't eat kaskasim anyway. Oh, okay. Fair.
Why is
there not a problem for double salting? Right, so I said a little too quickly. The Shat said, why is there not a problem for double salting? Either because salt is not mavliyah. Salt and dam into a piece. Even though we know salt is mavliyah, the end dam into a piece. Salt is not mavliyah of salt and dam. Or, another good reason is because it's still busy emitting. So if it's tar lip float, right? If you're salting the second time, it's still in the middle of the first time. If it's tar lip float, it won't be bolea. So he has two reasons. A, salt cannot absorb salted down into a piece. And B, salt can't absorb anything into a piece if it's still in the middle of being poked.
Okay.
Then
I'll try.
What?
Then I'll try.
Okay, so I didn't give you that. The Taz points out, because the Tuv also gets into it, that there's no sakana through salting of fish and meat. The sakana of fish and meat is through cooking and even through reyach. But there's no sakana through salting. Now, when you explain to me how the sakana works, I'll explain to you why it doesn't happen when you salt it. But there's no sakana through
salting. So the second salting can be
done together? Correct. So the second salting can be done together, it seems, even like a pila. Yeah?
Even if you're having
Oh, for sure, because that's something we're about to see. That's what we're about to see. So, Ben is saying, even if, and I wouldn't even say the Cheskat Besari, I would say Besari. Ben is saying, even though we said if they have Paskasim, they won't absorb the dam. They'll still be pulling, and they'll be the one way speed will be going the other way, and they won't absorb any dam. They won't be trained. And they won't be Sakana, so there's no Sakana on the Malicha. Some of the salt is not a problem with Sakana. The fish will still be flesh, because they still got the taste of flesh. And I say to Ben, yes, you're right, and that's what Shavanar is telling us in Sif Beis. The med barmum shabal shneim. Oh, sorry, it's a gimel. Okay, that's the show. All right, tell us it's a gimel, so we won't skip to there yet. But another Shavanar tells Sif Gimel, when you salt pork with beef or nevela with kosher beef, then we don't say Mishra Sharik, and we don't say I deserve the full of we don't say Gamolokan Polto, we don't say I deserve Dam Di Pol Dam Di Alma, we don't say any of these things. These things are only for Dam. For the Tam of Basar, there are no such sort. The gravy is not slippery, and the gravy can go in even in a one way street, and the gravy doesn't come out through salt, etc. So these Haterim are only for the Isser of Dam. If you would sold trafe with kosher, the trafe would go straight into the kosher and end of story. And like so Ben is right, if you would sold fish with meat, if you sold scaly fish with meat, then it'll be poly for a long time, so it won't absorb any dam of the meat. But it will absorb them the flesh gravy of the meat. So these fish will be flesh, no question about that. They will be totally flesh, they just won't be trafe. Okay, now let's go to Bez. This is really. Beis is really just a chazara for us. Well, not all, but much of it is a chazara from Simtzak Aleph. When is this a problem if they're both salted, or if the oaf is salted and the dog is unsalted? I've only dug the oaf tuffle, but if the dog is salted and the oaf is not salted, the nusim zay tzalzel zay alamzay, you put them next to each other on top of each other, af dugim untar lo klipa, the dung are totally mutter, you don't even have to take off a klipa, because this is the principle of the Gemara doesn't discuss this case, the Gemara is talking about trafe and kosher fish, but the principle is that the salty thing emits the unsalted thing, but the unsalted thing doesn't give time to the salted thing. So that is, that's the Shofanar here, and as we, and now, do we actually pass it this way, necessarily? That the unsalted thing doesn't give taste to the salted thing? What?
If they're not touching.
Right, we pass it if they're touching, and maybe even the unsalted thing will get a little salty and give taste. What? Right. But, even though we don't really pass like this kula necessarily, but here we do, because what are we talking about? We're not talking about regular sermon. We're talking here about about done. So therefore we say, the unsalted thing, even if it gets a little salty, it won't send the dam out in a way that could be nibbled into the other one.
How raw spiced meat and milk, the former of cracked meat or spicy meat.
What does that have to do with anything?
This is spiced meat. This is salt all over it. It should be spiced meat, even raw. Like when you have something that's liquid falling on it, it should be awesome.
First of all, who says so I think the posh, first of all, who says there's liquid falling on it?
Dam of the
Dam of what dam of what? If the dug is salted and the oaf is not salted, then nothing's coming out of the oaf. Oh, maybe a little coming out of the oaf is touching the dog. Okay, that little that comes out of the oaf is not going to assume the dog. The thing, the Ramas is Madagim and Nathma la Ophos, we talk. Likewise, if the Dugim are on top of the Ophos, they are mutter. I feel in the Muchiyach, even if they're both salty, the Dami and Fapil and Nathal Amala, the Logarbach, the Timon Akhtir, the Mashal Mala, and the Ser Shari. Says, likewise, if the fish are on top and the Ophos on the bottom, Dan doesn't go up. Dan only goes sideways and down. Therefore, if the fish are on top, they're not us. So the Shach says they're still us if they cleave up or they touch the chicken, although that's controversial. But basically, it certainly won't answer the fish because Dam can't go up. It can only drip down. And that's, again, that's a special rule of Dam. Normally, in Malicha, we assume things can go very far. But Dam, no, Dam can only go up. It can only go down, can't go up. Therefore, it will not answer. Most will just answer the cleave up of the dugout. The Luka, just like we say, when the piece is half in its ear, half out, right? And I forget that we should hear from the model. But just sound through the dam in the seer. The seer won't go up through the piece. Like we say, the seer won't go up through the dugout. Just take off a clipper where they touch the chickens and you're okay. The thing in Lohinach dugout ate the ophos. Likewise, if you didn't put the dugout next to the ophos, El Akar, if you didn't put the dugout there, El Akar show ophos, Milchan, Shir, Milcha. If you didn't put the dugout look down until the chicken had already sat for 18 minutes, after dugout would turn off from shleim luchim, then everything's butter, even though they're both salty. Why? If you only put the dugout down after the ophos have been sitting for 18 minutes, why are they all mutter? Because the dam's already gone for 18 minutes. Oh, isn't there a little dam schmutz still on top of the ophos until you wash it? A little dam schmutz is not going to get absorbed into the dug. A little schmutz dam is not going to get absorbed into the dam.
Why?
Oh, because it's assuming it's a new kind, so all the tzir fell out during the 18 minutes. What do you mean? The awful cooking whole tzir. Okay, so it'll make the fish flesh. But it won't make a transfer. Yeah, and that's what I mean. The fish will be flesh, even after 18 minutes, it sends out flesh tzir, but it won't be trace.
Then there's the problem of the fish.
Ah, but that's what we said before. Al de malicha, there's no sakana of combination of meat and fish. Only al de mishal.
So it's not really a fish. Like, would you be able to have that fish for there?
Yes, al de malicha in isurim malicha proteach. It's totally fleshy. Just in sakana, salting does not have the sakana. Salt, maybe salt counteracts the sakana. You know, I'm not sure. Right. Either salt counteracts the sakana, or you need actual heat to trigger the sakana. I'm not sure which one. Well, I guess what if you just mix fish and meat like cold in a blender? So we would consider that to be sakana. In which case, I guess you have to say that salt counteracts the sakana. Okay. V'enimlechu, he continues, dugin v'kli shemolchu bon basar. What if you salt fish in a kli which was used to salt meat? Other than tar, the fish are obviously mutter. De'en adugin bolu midashim kli nimlechu l'kli. That is, you salt fish. Yeah, not for kosher purposes. People just like to salt fish in a flesh salting plea. No problem, because malicha can't get taste out of a plea. We all know that already. The hadam and then I don't talk about those maluchin asurim. Hayudavka. Now, here we have another piece. When do we say? What have we been saying the whole time? It's not we've been saying. It's the Gemara that's been saying. The Gemara says, "Vahadam and then I don't talk about those maluchin asurim." When is this fish usher if you salted it with with a fowl, if the fish was already salted out of its blood and washed off. But if this fish is totally raw,
what are we talking about? The case where you have the tafel, the opaluach.
You salt the chicken and you have a unsalted fish.
So what do we say?
The salting absorbs into the unsalted. Right? The maliach absorbs into the tafel.
So these fish become tricky. So what is Rambam saying? When the tafel fish become tricky, there are two kinds of tafel.
Again, with a tafel, meaning unsalted. There's tafel that was salted already in the past, and there's tafel that was never salted.
The fish only become tray
if they were never salted.
Sorry, fish only become tray if they were already salted. But if the fish was never salted yet, then it doesn't become tray. What's the case here?
Malach,
ophos, and dog tafel, shalom, nimlach, meyomo.
Give me the longest here. Should this dog become usher or not?
Right?
The oaf is emitting lots of blood.
The dam is tafel, the dam is able to receive the blood. The dog is tafel, able to receive the blood.
Should this be trade? What would Rabbeinu Tam say? No?
Okay,
slippery
question.
And what does Rabbeinu Tam say about that?
That's slippery,
and
that the blood
will pass the blood. Exactly, so Rabbeinu Tam would say it's usher, his blood doesn't slip off. What would the Dayan tells us about IED, the Torah, the one-way street, DSA. It's usher, why? Because there's no one-way street, there's no one-way street in these, there's no difference between black and blue, by the way, so don't try to pop. There's no one-way street in the fish, because they're not being pulling anything, they're tough about. So for sure, usher. What would the Yishon or the Rashi say, Kibolo Kakolto? They would say these fish are usher, why? Yeah, the fish is going tons and tons of dam, but no problem. Kibolo Kakolto is not mutter. Let's add something. Mutter if, again, this dog tafel is absorbing blood. Mutter if, mutter right now, I have, again, salted chicken, the blood is coming out, landing on unsalted fish. Gets absorbed into the unsalted fish. So what would the Yishon say? Mutter.
That's all you waiting for
another
chili? Until you salt. I have to salt the fish. I haven't salted the fish yet. It's not going to be pulling unless I salt just under something salty. It's not going to be pulling. If.
But we don't think that the salt from the chicken is enough.
No, just being under something else salted. It's not salty for you. Maybe you have to be covered by salt on all sides.
Well, the capolo, there was moleo in there and it was salty. Maybe you pulling it there.
No, we don't say ad kan. You know, we don't say ad kan. For example, just by, well, by cable we've seen it's a machlokis, but, you know.
Really? We say that all the time, like, you know, like it was moleo with zed and
Okay, you know, I hear the parts, but nonetheless, I think there's a difference here. You know, yeah, I hear the parts, but nonetheless, we wouldn't go so far in this case. And I think all these days would say ditto. Meaning they all admit that if you pull it down the day, right, even the days who are not as mingled the Rashba, they say only if it's being pulled in its own dam can be pulling the external dam. But since this fish has never been salted before, it still has its own dam to be pulled. So you can still salt it and be pulled back to its own dam, and I got its own dam and we'll pull it the rest of the dam. So what does Rama say? Here he said, well, my dam will pull it up on the neck. If this fish never used up its chance to plate the dam, it was never salted yet. Mutter, it's mutter. The agat the yiflub dam. The day yiflub dam can a dam shavaleh the ofos. Because once it's been pulled its own dam, it'll also be pulled the dam it gets from the ofos. We'll say the same thing about a piece. A piece fell in some blood before melicha, no problem. When you salt it and get rid of its own dam, it'll get rid of the external dam. So what does the Ramah hold? This is exactly where the Taz was coming from. We see that the Ramah must hold from one of these pshatim that Yibolo Kakolto in some case. We don't know yet, I mean, it'll be clear later, whether it's always Yibolo Kakolto. Well, no, I take that back, actually. We know that Rama holds like this day of Tosfos or the Rebbe Oreads. And again, no one knows what the Rebbe Oreads is, probably not day of Tosfos. And this is where the Talmud gets this is not the real place, there's other places. That the Rambam holds like this data. Why? Because he says, stam fish you can't salt and get it out. You can't take a bone capoto stam. You can always take a bone capoto if it still has its own dam inside. If it's never been salted, meaning it's only Kabbalah Kapoto if it has its internal dam. I the Pala Damti day, when it still has its internal dam, if we pull it down the Allah. So that's how we know the Rambam holds. Again, really, he's going to end up like this, he's only not like the Ring of Orleans, although from here it doesn't prove anything. The, what? We don't know. Maybe he holds like more than one shot. The Kula. Maybe there are two Kulas. Maybe they're both right. Right? I say it's much to do eat treif on Sunday. You say it's much to do treif on Monday. Maybe we're both right. Could be. I don't know. Now, what's interesting here is that the Taz, even though the Taz is such a big fan of pointing out the very first Taz, you should know that Ramah holds even after it absorbs the Dam, it can still be collated, I need to pull it down to get. Nonetheless, the Taz here, it's a long Taz, is holic and says, by it says, and argues, the Taz says, even if you hold these pshatim, Taz, still was even if you hold the Kabbalah Kapotah, you can get out Dam, or like Tosos, you have one chance. If you still have your own Dam, you can get an external Dam. Still, Usher, everyone Usher's this case, if you'll excuse my use of the Yiddish by, still Usher by Dami. The Taz says that whoever holds Kabbalah Kapotah, I can hold Dami Dam, hold Dami Yom, that doesn't apply to Dami. That only applies to Oath and Basar, that doesn't apply to Dami. He has a whole list of reasons why Duggan are worse. A, he says, maybe Duggan don't have Dam. Everyone doesn't have Dam, but Dam Duggan is Mutter, so that's a Hakir. Is Dam Duggan, I mean, this is something out of Rush, right? Is Dam Duggan Dam that's Mutter? Or is it Mutter because it's not Dam? He says, maybe it's not Dam. If it's not Dam, you can't say, I didn't call it Dam today. He says, not even that. Even forget about that. Even if you count all the Dam as Dam, you count all the Tzira. Even if you count all the Dam as Dam, you count all the Tzira. It has so little Dam and Tzira that it's not enough to be pulling anything else. You can't say these ideas. And not only that, he says, fish flesh is so absorbent that maybe you just can't get things out of it. So he says, basically, fish, they don't really have a lot of Dam. If they have Dam, they don't have a lot of Dam to be pulling. And even if they're pulling things, their flesh is so absorbent they can't get anything. So, halakha l'maisa, when it comes to the fish application, the one of this is true. It should be mutter if I resalt the fish. Or if I salt the fish. However, the one of this is good, but when it comes to fish, the Ramah thinks the one of this is why for fish. Taz says, no, fish are special, and you can't use any of these rules for fish. Because they're unique. Okay, I see we are, is it really 12:45? That's an odd one. What? No. So tomorrow we have a lot to do tomorrow. Tomorrow there's no two ways about it. We're finishing 7 Ayin Beis. That's our schedule. Early tomorrow we finish through Ayin Beis. Wednesday we finish Ayin Gimel Dalet Hey, and Thursday Ayin Vav and Ayin Zayin. So tomorrow we that finishes 7 Ayin Beis. We'll do that in Seder time. We'll see how much we can do in Shir. Tomorrow we'll do a 5:45 to try to catch up a little. And however much we can catch up, we'll catch up. However much we can't, we'll just leave to save time. There's no around tomorrow, we're around Wednesday this week. So, plan your schedules accordingly. And you know, keep this, if you have this in your notes, keep it in your notes, because we still have to fill in more here. What? Yeah, we'll definitely finish all lines tomorrow. I know, but in days, you know, we don't get to this year, we don't get to this year. It's not, I know, really, not so. I mean, none of this is...